The nation's second largest financial institution is under heightened scrutiny after a scathing report a week ago. Fannie Mae reached a quick agreement with regulators to increase the amount of capital it has on hand, but little is known about how bad the financial situation at Fannie Mae is. And that has many lawmakers and regulators in Washington worried. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
They may have funny-sounding names, but Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have a serious purpose. The companies were chartered by Congress to increase home ownership in the U.S. One way they do that is by buying home loans from lenders, repackaging them as securities, and then selling those securities on the open market. That frees up more money for mortgages and helps lower the costs of borrowing. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are huge players. It's estimated between the two, they own or guarantee roughly half the U.S. mortgage market. But there are complaints the companies have grown too powerful. Leslie Page is with the group Citizens Against Government Waste.
Fannie and Freddie were created to try and help low and middle income people achieve home ownership. Over the years, the management of these companies have started to focus more on their bottom line, their profits, and helping their investors, making their investors happy. What I want to see more of is a little bit more focus on the taxpayers' guarantee and the problems that the taxpayers could face.
Fannie and Freddie's government charter has created an implied guarantee the federal government will bail the agencies out if they run into financial trouble, and that government backing allows them to borrow at nearly a half a percentage point below market rates. Savings Fannie Mae suggests in its TV ads it passes on to America's home buyers.
Here, there's a nice Cape Cod, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
All across our country, families are able to find their own path to the American dream because companies like Fannie Mae and its partners help keep mortgage costs down.
But a Federal Reserve study indicates the actual influence of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on mortgage rates is far less than many believe. And some critics say much of Fannie and Freddie's advantage in the marketplace, rather than going to bring down borrowing costs, has actually flowed to shareholders and top management at the company. Bert Ely is a financial institutions consultant. He says what's unsettling about the recently released report from Fannie Mae's chief regulator is it contains so few details about the scope of the alleged accounting problems.
We don't know whether we're talking of just a few million dollars of accounting errors or a few billion dollars. And that's why more and more people, myself included, are questioning as to whether or not America needs Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac as they are now structured. And I think that these accounting problems that now both of these companies have had will raise even greater doubts.
Fannie Mae turned down NPR's request for an interview. Regulators say they have found evidence of pervasive accounting problems at the company. They say Fannie Mae deferred $200 million in expenses in 1998, allowing top managers to obtain millions in bonuses. Leslie Page with Citizens Against Government Waste says the company in the past has been able to avoid stricter regulation in part because it is so well connected.
They have a tremendous amount of lobbying clout. They have a tremendous amount of money that they use to protect their political status, because so much of the value of these companies is in their government implicit guarantee that they have and their government-sponsored status. That is essential to preserve, and they've put a lot of money into that.
One way Fannie Mae has spent its money is by hiring influential Democrats and Republicans to top jobs at the company. Chief Executive Franklin Raines was budget director in the Clinton administration. Fannie Mae's board of directors includes a former Reagan administration Secretary of Labor and a former aide to President Nixon. And the company maintains a staff of high-priced lobbyists. But even with all that clout, it's expected there will be further changes at the Housing Finance Agency in the months ahead, including possible management shakeups. Shortly after the report broke, Fannie Mae revised its employment agreement with its top executives, denying them huge payouts in the event they're terminated for cause. Fannie Mae and its agreement with regulators also pledged to conduct an internal investigation and recalculate how it accounts for its use of derivatives. Congressman Richard Baker, a longtime Fannie Mae critic, has scheduled hearings to be held next week. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.